All right, we're back. It's 1:50 something, and we're about to begin the bit portion of our show. We've been very serious up until now. Not that this isn't going to be serious. You know what I have to do? I have to turn off the pool cleaner because that thing is just flying around the pool and it's going to attack Killer's leg.
Dirk, do you need him to turn that pool cleaner off? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that from your phone, technology boy?
Yeah. Can you vamp for a second while I go grab my phone?
I can. So what we're doing here is we are teaching Killer how to swim. Killer cannot swim. Killer had a traumatic incident whenever he was 8 years old. Killer, Jason Kellison, who is 44 years old, where a older boy jumped in the pool, and it was not after school, but he jumped in the pool and submerged Killer to the bottom of the pool, and he has had a fear of water ever since.
Really?
Yeah, he has never learned to swim, and he can trace it back to that singular incident. So as he told the Musers and Norm this morning, he will not go on a boat. He will not get into a pool that is beyond about waist deep. Now, what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing a guy who is way beyond waist deep. I'm seeing a guy who looks comfortable, calm, collected, and looks like he's ready to learn to swim. To me, the thing is, if I get in the water, I don't think I can hear. Can you guys come over here a little bit and we can do a little pregame talk here?
So Killer is in the pool, but in the shallow end, and apparently he's never been in the deep end. And boy, look who just walked in the pool area with his cabana hat. What do you call that kind of a hat there, Jake?
What would you call that type of that type of hat, George?
Pith.
Pith.
I don't think that's what you call it. Anyway, George Dunham just walked into the pool area. Jub-Jub.
Former junior Olympic swimmer.
The George Dunham. I believe we have a microphone available for him, but
they are setting that up.
Got to go find it.
As we speak. So let's talk to Dirk a little bit.
Leisurely walking over to get it.
The ticket first learned of Dirk, who is the Dirk of teaching swimming, but is also named Dirk. You have some experience with our ticket colleagues and swimming education, correct?
That is correct.
And who would that be?
That would be Van Davidson. That would be Ryder Dobbs.
Oh.
Donovan Lewis, and now Killer.
Where do you stand on the name Van, Jake?
I like it. It sounds throwback. Van is an old-timey name, right?
Van Morrison.
Yeah. I think it's a fine name. And your goal here of getting me in more trouble with my colleagues regarding their kid's name is transparent and disgusting.
Well, I just wanted it to be noted that you won't bash the male coworker, but you'll just hammer away at the female coworker.
All right, so back to Dirk. Who is the oldest person that you have ever taught to swim?
About 85 years old.
Really? 85 years old. Is that common?
It is not. It's not common.
What percentage of your students would you say are adults, though?
I'd say about 20%.
Okay. Yeah, that's surprising to me. It's surprising to me as someone who, as we were talking earlier, I don't remember learning to swim. So it must have been, you know, 3-2 pre-memory. I'm not sure what's normal these days.
Despite the fact that I was a junior Olympian, I don't think I learned to swim till I was like 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a little late.
You just picked it right up, though.
Natural. I'm a Dunham. We naturally float.
Did they do the, like, did your old man throw you in the pool?
My brother did, who was nearly an Olympic swimmer. At one point, he was like a top 20 in the nation swimmer. And I think he was frustrated the fact that I couldn't swim yet. So
we did that with Kip last year.
How'd that go?
We threw him in the pool. Now he won't even go inside the fence.
So he's more of a killer type.
Yeah.
That's not the proper way to teach somebody to swim.
But Jub had a traumatic experience and turned it into medals in the medal stand. Killer had a traumatic experience and shied away.
Killer, tell his story. I've never heard this.
Okay, he wants your story in your own words.
My
Jason.
Neighbor's got a kid.
Oh, wait, hold on. Go ahead. Let
That's
him know.
A different story.
Keep playing.
When I was 7 or 8, I was learning to swim, company picnic. I was trying to swim from one side to the other, and some teenager jumped off the diving board, hit me, took me to the bottom. Next thing I know, I'm on the side of the pool, and I'm waking up.
How is it possible that right now, while he's in a nervous situation, he sounds better than he actually normally does when we're just on the air? He seems very calm, Dan.
Yeah, he everything's equaling out. Didn't really violate the 5-second rule, did he, George?
No violation at all. Offense kept charging down the field there. So what would you say is the biggest challenge for Killer or some new student like this? Of course, our plan here is we're going to get him acclimated to the shallow end, and then at some point he's going to actually jump off the diving board. What are the biggest obstacles here for Killer?
He's going to need to remain calm, slow, steady strokes, just stay relaxed, and I think he can definitely make it across the pool in the next 5 minutes.
Now, one thing I would tell you about Dirk, Dan, is this man has a very Bodie-like vibe to him. Have you picked that up?
He's got a deep, full tan.
Yeah,
all
he's
over
got
too.
Beautiful like, blonde hair.
He clearly does not wear a shirt very often.
No, he looks great. He's got a really nice, it's like the natural facial hair that just looks good without having to manicure it.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he'd be up for a game of beach football and maybe some skydiving with no parachute. We found the right guy.
Yeah, and apparently a waterproof watch, which I suppose you have to have if you're a guy like Dirk.
That is sweet. So what are your biggest concerns here, Killer? Would you say this is about as deep as you normally get in, sort of sitting on the steps in a shallow end?
I will get in probably about 4 feet right up to my chest, and that's when I start to get really scared and nervous, and that's when I start to come back.
Now, have you thought about how amazing it is that you were able to secure a woman that will hand you the keys to an oil company and this great life that you've acquired via marriage without being able to swim? I mean, that adds an extra layer to what you must have going on down there. Know what I mean?
But it was all
I think
about
she was very desperate and was pleased with something.
Okay. I feel like her marrying him, it was like this big challenge. She knew she was going to change him, and this is one of the things, because now he golfs, right?
Yeah. That's right, he does
he
golf.
He wears collar shirts. He's lost a ton of weight.
Beat Killer, or beat Corby in a foot race.
Yeah, what a year this is for Killer.
Incredible.
And Saroy.
And Saroy, well, at least by transitive property, but he smoked the other
Corby's kid.
Yeah.
Saroy, and then, yes, if he... To toss Corby on top of the heap is just a chef's kiss for sure. George, would you say in the end, like years from now, decades from now, we'll remember this as the year of Killer?
Over the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that far, but maybe hand in hand the year that...
But like right above George Floyd in between the pandemic and the...
No football or sports. Yeah, somewhere in between there. Just, yeah.
Now, let Killer know this. He doesn't have a headset. But this morning, I did do some chemical work on the pool. And...
Just shock it?
Well, no. I put this chemical in that if you pee in the pool, it'll turn red.
Yeah, so be careful down there, Jason. He's treated the pool. We don't want to see any...
It's a secret chemical.
Any red
that only
out of the front of your shorts there.
Dad
you lose
pool
it.
Owners know.
No purple rings?
No. Where's your floaties? I thought you had some floaties that you brought.
Dirk said I didn't need them.
Now,
wow.
I did have my daughter fill up the inflatable hamburger, as you see it there in the hot tub.
I'm really distracted by that. I've never seen a floating hamburger before.
I thought that might
mark that
inspire Killer to jump in the pool if he thought he might get closer to that hamburger.
Oh, no. No, not in 2020. You should have done an inflatable kale and cucumber salad.
No, but just like you on the cleanse, I know Killer still dreams.
At
his
heart.
His sexy dreams are about hamburgers. They're not about kale.
So what are we doing on time, Dan?
Oh, I want to know one other, just a pool myth from a swimming expert.
Sure.
Who is Dirk, I would imagine, and George perhaps
sure.
as well. But uncle and aunt, we used to go over to their house to swim, and we were never allowed to go in until a full half hour after the last bite of food we ate. And
myth.
I always thought that was complete bullshit.
Myth. In fact, I think they took that on Mythbusters.
Like they ate a 5-course meal and then jumped right in.
Yeah.
Like
so.
what was
Dirk? You would agree that the food rule's a myth.
The food rule.
Wait 30 minutes before swimming.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
No. You might. You actually suggest a trip to a buffet. right beforehand.
Absolutely, some Cheetos.
Well, that's
now. What about the
in
other
the past,
myth?
Jake?
What about
yeah,
the no more buffets?
Buffets are dead.
What about the other myth that I've heard that it's bad to have sex in the pool? That's nonsense too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Myth absolutely.
Button. Yeah. You know, you're always told that. Oh, we can't. Not here. It's bad.
Has Killer Morning. Incorporated that?
Sex in the pool, Killer?
Didn't they prove that you can in Showgirls?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I'm going to assume that was a great line, Dan.
Yeah.
Dude, your reference is out of control. Everyone knows that.
All right, so when we come back, let's get some live action from Killer in the pool. I'll get him.
So we have video action here. Trey is out here in Austin.
Great Trey.
Austin, who invented regonk.com.
And the hang zone.
And he invented the hang zone. We have the neighbor's kid is looking over the fence.
Damn wasp is back, Dan.
Right now, there's 1,000 of them out there. George, tell him about dirt daubers.
Why do they have stingers if they're not going to sting me?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I just know that I was a Lano dauber. That's what you were in junior high before you went to high school. You were a dauber and then you were a yellow jacket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the dauber is weak, right? It's harmless.
It just builds mud huts, and I don't think it stings you.
I don't think it's able to sting, but Jake is running around like a 1950s housewife who saw a mouse and is standing up on the
Okay, would
the
you
table
let
and,
flying insects with stingers into the bunker, the underground? That's just...
No.
That's out of bounds.
Yeah.
If we're out here, I can deal with it.
Keep them out just in case.
Yeah. Okay, so when we come back, we'll have Killer in the water. I'll swim alongside him and sort of...
And he'll jump off the diving board?
And then he'll go jump off the diving board. We'll do that all next on The Ticket.
Tick.
All right, here we are. Me. Up in the perch. What do they call it when Jim Nance is up there?
The tower?
I don't know. Maybe I'm in the tower. I'm overlooking my pool.
And that's where I thought I was going to be. It's hotter than flip down here.
Well, maybe we can get you to jump in and cool off. But first, though, we're here for the killer. Now, it's Dan and Jake here on a Friday. It's about 2:15. George Jub-Jub Dunham joins us live out here.
Yeah.
He is sitting with his feet dangling in the pool.
After school, we'll take a dick into the pool.
Oh, hold on, dude. Just your feet. As of now, just your feet.
That we just want to get rid of permanently.
Yeah, but I think we say that about 24 of them.
No, I just want one. Just
that should be a rule.
I just think it's fascinating. Oh, yeah, we'll keep that one.
You want to keep that one?
Keep that one. Get rid of the in the pool.
So we've had a lot of cool things happen on this Friday. Got some new fun drops.
We got some tall boys down here.
Oh, it's Tall Boy Friday.
It is Tall Boy Friday.
And you actually brought some tall boys. Yep. Look at that.
I was going to. Somebody else did. I think Killer did.
We have actual beer here on a Friday. Boy, Killer looks like the polar opposite of Dirk as far as the tan is concerned. One guy who has his shirt off all the time and one guy who has his shirt off for the first time ever.
It's like he's teaching an Amish farmer to swim.
We had somebody suggested, Jake, that when we go to the phones, which we will do in the next segment, that we now call it the Squall Line.
I like that.
As we were listening to Squall Line humor earlier. That's what we do here on...
Can't believe y'all hadn't heard of that one before. Heat Dome, I've never heard of.
Squall Line?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
That was a couple years ago, and it's one of those, I don't know what that's called, but whenever you buy a red car and you see a million of them, I do hear it all the time now.
Yeah.
After I first heard the term, but I still don't know what it means.
Do you think the Heat Dome is pressing down upon us right now?
No doubt.
Or is it protecting us?
Or is it protecting us from the Squall Line?
So George,
who knows?
George put forth the idea in the break that Killer might have been sandbagging. Because he's kind of killing it, the pool is Corby.
But we understand he's got this devastating fear. He's been in my pool before,
for the Schlitzgay.
Yeah, the ice bucket challenge video put together by Saroy, and I believe Austin was probably part of that too.
I think he was.
Trey is in that as well, but Killer was a very big killer back then. We should put that video back out. But I never knew about his traumatic experience. He actually was, almost drowned at the bottom of a pool when he was like 6 years old. And the fact that he's going to go step up onto my diving board and then jump into the deepest end of the pool, and I think we're looking at about, 30 to 60 feet deep right there, somewhere in that range.
Can't see the bottom.
It's very, very deep over there.
Midday money,
baby. You want to talk to him and then get this done? Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do this. How are you feeling? We're moments away from the big jump.
Yeah, let's do it. Just do it.
Oh, he's frozen
again.
Up.
He's sandbagging again.
He's frozen up a little
George
bit.
George is calling this fake.
Where's your level of confidence, Dirk, the swim instructor?
Like 95%.
Well, is the 5% he drowns?
He's
or
not
going to
die.
Like,
no, we got
I have
him.
My rescue tube. That's worst case scenario, but I think he's got it.
Thinks he's got it. All right, so what's
the
move
That's why
here?
We brought Jubb out here, too. He could jump
yeah,
in and
I,
help
I'm
him.
Yeah, I'm back up for Dirk. I do have one concern, swimming friends, and that is his entry to the pool is off the diving board, right?
Correct.
And he's going to dive like you've been working with him, Dirk? No?
We did one.
Just a jump?
He's done one dive.
I predict the belly flop to start this thing.
No,
oh, he's
going
to try and dive?
The dive is going to be the easy part. It's what happens afterward, which that's, I think, the 5% that Dirk laid out there that is a death. But
no, we're good.
We're not focused on that right now.
Now, if he died,
in the year of Killer,
would we do the next segment? Or would we kind of throw it to... Do we have a network to throw it to?
He wants to know, Dan, if you'll take care of his wife and kids if the 5% comes through.
Absolutely.
He says absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. I look forward to that.
He's going to wear the Killer...
I thought she's... Yeah, I'll be Dan Oil.
CEO. No, you have to call it Killer Oil still. You'll be the CEO of Killer Oil, Dan McDowell. You'll wear
no,
the little,
like the Kobe... What was the Mamba Training Center? To honor Killer, I'm going to not call it that.
Burn all the pictures
Killer
up.
Killer Oil starring Dan McDowell.
Yeah, it'll be like bad radio. It'll just feel weird.
All right, I think it's time. So if you want to, he's freezing up big time now, by the way.
Okay, so Killer is sitting in the water on the side of the pool, but now... He is stepping out of the water.
There he goes.
He is glistening.
Ooh.
The water is dripping off him.
It's Killer Kate's.
Got goggles on.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off, Dan. Or I think I could keep them on over here.
Okay, Jake is in the water on the side, too. Hold on, Killer. Tell him hold on.
Hold on.
We're going to have to dramatically do a drum roll for him in a minute, but I just want to describe the scene out here. So George at the far end.
No, don't go yet. We'll tell you.
George at the far end by the, in the you know, the
yeah,
shallow end.
I got a straight-on view. He's in his crouch right now, Dan.
Jake is on the side of the pool, in the water, so that he can swim right over to him after the dive. Killer is standing on the diving board, and he is crouched. He is looking at the water, and his coach is in the pool, giving him some last-second tips.
All right, so can we hit the drum roll? Because he's...
All right, tell him we got about a minute, because it's a drum roll.
All right, but drum roll's starting, so I'll let you know when it's time, Killer. We got to wait for the dog bark.
Can he look at you and for a point?
They're making a crouch like a tetra. I think he just needs to go when ready.
Jubb trying to supersede the register.
Yeah, he's like the parent in the stand.
Hey,
yelling.
Choke up. Choke up on the bat.
Don't listen to that
Move
coach.
Back in the box.
Hold your mic out, Jake. Let's hear it.
All right, go, Killer.
Here
goes.
Oh,
that was
city,
a huge belly flop.
Look at the stroke, though. He's got
and then
a good
he swims
crawl, stroke going.
All the way over to the shallow end. Now, he never.
Off the bottom.
He did not tread water in the deep end, but he did swim his way to the shallow end, and it is done. The Killer dove off the pool.
Hey, screw that kid. That's
every inch of the front of his body hit the water at the same time.
Now,
like his toe,
now.
His nose.
I don't know if I can swim. I can glide.
Now you had a stroke going. You had a nice little freestyle stroke going.
That was for my kid.
Yeah.
And Dirk.
Dirk, how do you think he did?
I'm so proud. I was worried my swim career was going to crumble at this moment, but it didn't. You came through. I'm very proud of you. Good job.
Killer, I noticed you didn't thank God.
I thank my kid and my wife and Dirk.
Have him stand up.
Well, he
up.
Did it, guys. I'm going to put the headphones
on. I
want
to see
on.
If his belly's red.
No, I don't. Not yet, but it will be. Killer, that belly flop had to hurt.
My chest is caving in right now.
That was loud. Did y'all pick that up there in the press box, Dan?
Yeah, and I might have talked over it. I was so excited.
Oh, man.
I don't know that we got clean, killer belly flop.
We
do
it again. We still got it. Yeah.
We did?
One more time would be better, though.
Yeah. Do a jackknife.
So,
Killer Mino says one more time would be better just for the audio purposes, but if he says no.
He just said no. Yeah, he will not
do
it.
Belly flop hurt. I was afraid of that.
We actually were talking off the air, Jubb, wondering that we were thinking about trying to get some good audio, maybe a sound effect here. And would you be willing, as George Jubb Dunham right now,
yeah,
on Tall Boy Friday, mm-hmm, to walk over to my diving board fully clothed, yeah, and give us a cannonball?
Yeah. In my clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you walk over to the diving board right now, and you do a cannonball. This segment.
Shotgun a beer, then do it?
Wow.
You do it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. How did you? So he just looked over at the six-pack and had that idea by himself because he's George.
I like the party.
He does like the party. I never realized.
I don't think you guys do, but I do. Okay, so what?
You know, it tastes so good when it first hits your lips.
Okay, so I'm going to have to drive home soaking wet?
Well, I have towels.
Yeah?
We got some Brooklinen towels there, Jake. It's
we
like
do,
a cloud.
Yeah.
We'll wrap Jubb in a cloud.
Mrs. McDowell home?
She is. You want to party with her?
Well, I don't know. I may just have to take off my clothes after this.
Do you notice all the white spots in my lawn? That's where I was spraying for the...
We'll hit the chug with him when he starts.
All right.
For the weeds. Okay, George is actually... So, wait, you better take off those headphones.
Yeah, I will. I will.
And not... Like, do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, let me take that out.
Yeah, hand that to Cray-Tray or you know, let's...
Okay.
Okay, so George is standing now next to the diving board.
Yeah, the deck's kind of hot.
With a full tall boy.
Deck.
Yeah, stand up on the diving board. Maybe that's a little cooler on the feet.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Hey, Trey.
All right, so we're going to... We got to do the whole beer...
Yeah, do the whole beer,
yeah,
and then we're going to record. We want to get this clean, so no one talk over this. We need a clean Jubb cannonball.
Can I go can opener instead of cannonball? I think I'm better at can opener, and I think it'd make a bigger noise.
Yes, bigger noise is fine.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Can I call it cannonball on the air so that it sounds cooler?
Sure. All right, so I'm going to chug the beer, throw down the equipment.
Now, what is it when Carl, the greenskeeper, chugs a beer and then smokes?
Cannonball. Cannonball coming.
I'm letting that wasp out, Jake. You pee.
I'm getting the dog. Okay, I'll hand the mic and the headphones to Cray-Tray.
So Jubb is about to give us a Jubb cannonball.
Killer and Dirk are on board as well. To the ear of Killer.
Yeah, this is all about Killer. All right, I'm going to put the headphones down first. And my hat.
Oh, he's not going to jump in with the hat?
I'm going to take my hat. Here, I'll just throw that over here.
He doesn't want to leave the hat with
Trey. I'll leave my shades on. That looks really cool.
So he gave Trey his keys and his phone.
It's a killer. Let's go.
He did it! He did it!
He took a dip in the pool.
All four guys chugged a beer. Dirk, Killer, Jake, and Jubb.
You have a diving Jubb.
And then Jubb, that was definitely more of a cannonball than a... Is that his phone? What was in his pocket? Oh, it's his key fob.
Oh, no.
His car might not work. This is incredible. We've seen two pieces of history made right here on the ticket today, and you've seen it, of course, because you're watching your radio, where Killer jumped into the, dove into the deep end, really more of a belly flop, and then George Jubb Dunham just did a cannonball after chugging a beer on... Oh, Bodie's so excited. On Tall Boy Friday, and George, I think that's his key fob that he just pulled out of his pants pocket.
But did you see how quickly, when he realized that the key fob was 9 feet deep, immediately just dove down like a Navy SEAL, retrieved him.
Oh, that's where he got it?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
At the bottom of the pool?
Yeah.
Okay, he just pressed the button and heard his car beep, so it does work.
So... What I couldn't...
This is fantastic.
What I don't know if you could really capture, Dan, because I'm out of breath here, Killer's legs were, like, trembling.
I couldn't see that from up here.
We've taken the baby to swim lessons, and it looked exactly like a 14-month-old being, you know, trying to be convinced to jump in. He was absolutely shaking and trembling.
So he was not sandbagging?
No. He might have been trying to sandbag in the lead-up, but when the moment of truth came...
Look at how great Jubb looks fully wet.
He does.
Does he look more like Phoebe Cates than Killer does?
Oh, man, that was great.
That was great. Okay, so we'll step aside for stations to identify themselves here on the...
Blow me up, Killer. Great work.
The Bad Radio Hang Zone Network. 7 and 13, 10, the ticket. So we're...
Thought I know where to hit that one.
We're in the aftermath here. Killer still has the wireless up. Which I think is fine, right? Or is there a way for us to mute it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Killer, stop thinking about radio.
Okay.
There we go.
Hold on, Kevin.
All right. Want to go to the phones? Jubb is drying off right now on this historic Friday. Tall Boy Friday. We have the squall line open. I believe the number is 888-787-1310. Although Blake isn't back there to let me know. Do we have any phone calls, Mino? Should we hit the phones or what?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Caleb.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to get that ready for Jubb.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Hey,
Caleb,
guys.
Welcome to the ticket.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it. What's the deal with Nick Cannon? Y'all talked about him much?
I know, bro.
We did mention it.
You did? Damn it. I missed that part. What do you think about that guy? You think that's cool what he did?
All right, we now go to
Randy.
Randy, you are on the ticket.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Randy.
How's it going? Let me get a shout-out to my boy, Stoopy.
No.
My best bud. Hey, listen, congratulations to Killer. Good job, Jub. Get that chicken done. Mud daubers do sting. They primarily hunt spiders. I'm out.
All right.
Yeah, no, the reports are in. They stink.
So joining us now is Dry Jubb, okay.
Let's see how we engineer on the fly here. Guest, unmute, check,
mama,
check.
Mama, okay.
What do you think of the setup?
Bunch of moron dogs running around. Okay, I'm not making this up. You left me in your garage to change.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for the change of clothes, by the way.
Sure.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to strip down here, but I've got a towel. I should probably keep the towel around me just in case a female McDowell walks around the corner.
There are a lot of them around here.
And about the time that I secured the towel, your wife opened the garage door.
Yeah.
I heard it.
So she barely
missed. That was the scream you heard.
I heard the scream, yes.
So today on Nudity Talk,
yeah.
Nudity Talk Friday,
yeah.
Which you guys had
which
this
we
morning.
Had. Man, it was, and I said, I'm so sorry. And she said, that's okay, I actually picked out those clothes.
So.
No, she screamed, shut the door, and I don't think she's ever going to talk to me again.
So
but at least
she,
I had a towel on.
That was
never
almost.
Seen them look, those shorts look so good.
Would that be almost the second time that she has seen Jubb Wood?
Okay. I support that with a laugh. Nobody else is.
No, look at this idiot over here.
But I think it's hilarious.
Well, I got desensitized by Victor and Jake Radio earlier. The highlight of your Friday.
Yeah, those guys were not excited that you were telling the story of Bad Radio.
Don't you love that they dubbed him as a guy that there's kind of no third option on? You either.
Yeah, I didn't realize you're the Andy Kaufman of really radio.
And that he has to die to be appreciated.
Yeah. I appreciate you, pal. You don't have to die for me.
I just heard a radio guy from Dallas destroying in Cleveland.
That's what I was hearing.
When I tuned in.
What's this one's name here?
That's Kip.
And you know because he's not wild ass.
He's very chill.
Yeah.
Bodie's got a wild hair.
Yeah, sweet boy.
Want to take some calls, Jubb?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Mino, let's go to?
Let's go to Joey.
Bring back my Joey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Jake. Remember on, you talked about on IJV and all these things. You talked about DV8 before, the band?
Yes.
Okay, so I went to high school with them. And one of the guys his girlfriend is now a porn star. And if you wanted to, you know, some alone time, I can hit you up with the which site she's on.
I'm pretty good with all the other stuff that's out there for now. But
where do you guys stand on guys hooking you up with porn?
It's pretty horrible.
Doesn't that seem weird? Yeah, like, do you want to be
to know that they love
the same porn that I'm watching, let's say? What if I saw something that particularly struck me, and I said, boy, Jake's going to love this.
Well, that's why I'm also not a fan of the most popular.
Try to make it to the 4:38 mark.
No thanks.
That's the best part.
I would prefer to think that none of my friends have ever had sex ever. But you, once upon a time, and tell me if this is off air, you were once upon a time, Dan, the password sharer.
No, well, I had a friend who's semi-famous, who his wife was kind of more in charge of the credit card bill. And I pay the bills around here, and so he asked if I would get this certain porn site for him on my credit card. He would not only pay me for it, I could feel free to use it. So I did. And because my wife doesn't see my credit card bill, so whatever is on there, I pay it. It's okay. Right. However, I would go on there and see his proclivity for the large female black lady. The large black lady. Just seemed to be all star. You can mark your favorites.
It's like continue watching, like it's a Netflix show. You're like, oh, you seem to have bailed out 2 minutes into this one. Would you like to?
It was way more than I wanted to know about him.
BBBW.
Pick up. Yeah.
Like, it's just everybody probably has their thing they go to more often than not, or maybe you go through phases. I don't know. Right.
I just realized something. The only real observation I have about the new noon to three lineup.
Oh no.
I love you guys. You know what? I listen.
Oh, here we go. Qualification.
No, it's not a qualification. I think the show's great, and I love listening to Corby and Bob. But I think we just have discovered, really, this week, that porn talk has gone up 126%.
I think you might have just tuned into the two tiny times this week.
What was the other one?
We had like 2 minutes this whole week where we've, in fact, 2 minutes in 100 and some shows.
Okay. Well, I heard both of them this week, and I just figured you guys were doing that every day.
Yeah, it's sponsored. It's promos you'll be hearing.
Hey, man.
Well, it's more Ty being
on the
show.
Here's porn talk.
Yeah, don't forget, Ty's here.
Yeah, you got Ty?
Yeah, Julie's not.
It'll go down on Monday.
It'll go down on Monday.
Yeah,
right.
Monday. We're getting it out of the system now. It's like Jake, before he cleansed, ate a pizza at midnight.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
And then another one last night. Yeah.
Did a four-day cleanse, ate a pizza at midnight Sunday, and then had a pizza at midnight last night to celebrate the fact that he made it through 4 days. Kind of negating everything you gained.
See, that's what my wife said, and that's not true because I was going to have a midnight pizza at some point this weekend either way. Right. So now I'm having it while only consuming a moderate amount of calories in the days leading up to it.
I thought you wanted
that canceling out thing is so defeatist.
Yeah.
You're part of cancel culture. let's go back to the phones. What do we got, Mino?
Let's go to my man, Dante.
Hi, Dante.
Hey, Jake, Mr. Dunham.
Hey.
Daniel. Is Judo coming back next week?
Yes.
Julie Dobbs? We think she is.
This pleases me.
It does does give pleasure.
Well, if she was no good and didn't have good chemistry with y'all, this whole COVID thing would be a perfect time to distance. But it turns out she's great, so let's get her back in. Just my call, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I miss Julie.
We go to
it's Lord of the Flies over
Let's
here.
Let's go to Steven.
Devolves.
Hey, Steven.
Hey,
Tom?
Steven.
Hey, Jake. Hey, Dan. Love the show.
Sorry, George.
My only question is, what's
hold on. Stop talking for a second.
What's Joe doing there? Why is he trying to
hold on? 1 second, Steven.
Trying to
Doesn't this guy sound like Alamo Art? keep talking, Steven.
I just want to know why Jubb thinks he can try to get on every show and make it about
him. See, it was better when you didn't tell him
because
that.
Yeah. Because I am now you put it a superstar, dude. You don't know that by now?
He's got some time later. Why don't you come up here and kiss his ass?
Go get that chicken. Get my chicken later, Joe.
Okay. Let me know where. I'll get it.
How you doing? We're Radio Dallas.
Oh, really?
You ever heard of radio in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's your name again?
Art.
Art. Well, first of all, tell us about your teeth. Just...
All right.
Well, wow, Gordon went right to the teeth. Amazing.
No, I don't carry
teeth. Can you carry a gun?
I don't carry a...
Oh, wait, this must be it.
Oh, terrorists that kill people shall rot in hell, and they don't have no heart, and may they not be forgiven, and may they pay for their own mistakes. Whatever they have killed is mine of the devil, and only God's way is the only way, and not killing.
It's not a very deep theology,
people
but
is not
it's not a great
the
melody.
Lord's way. So, terrorists, whatever you do, may you punish for what you do, and you burn in hell.
I think he ended that with an amen, too.
He always reminded me of Killer.
Amen.
Sorry, Killer.
Sorry.
That's old Killer.
Yeah, old Killer.
All right, let's go to...
Let's go to Jason in the 214.
Hello, Jason.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Yo.
Tall Boy Friday, bro.
Hey, man, how are y'all doing?
Awesome.
All right, man. Hey, I just had one question. What did George actually take in the pool?
It was a dip.
No, man.
A plunge. A jump.
All right,
can
man.
Opener. School. I'll take a dick in the pool.
Whoa. Oh, man. That's a clear.
Just give me one. That's all I want.
CK sound. We go to.
Let's go to other Jason in the 817.
Jason?
Hello, Jub and Dan and Killer and Blake and Jake, all in order of importance.
Gotcha.
Ooh. Ooh.
So I'm riding around with my 13-year-old, and he says that the guys on the ticket on this show sounded like they just went through the junior high sex talk and are now throwing out all the terms like they're experts. How do you feel about that?
Sounds like your kid's pretty spare.
Ooh, wow. It is Jason V. Jake today. A showdown. What do you reply with there, Jason?
I'm a pretty big spare, so it would stand to reason that my kid's a spare, too.
That's right.
Wow.
Let's see.
No more killing of your own kind of race, and let there be peace
with
everybody.
That's when you asked him for a third verse.
It doesn't matter what kind of race you're in. You should always love your race.
Oh, search it there.
White or brown, whatever. But no more killing, and let there be peace, because they're your brothers.
Let's go to...
Barry and Flomo.
Batty.
Hey, guys.
Batty.
You there?
We're here.
Hey, Dan and Jake. I'm a long-time caller and short-time listener, but I love you guys. I just wanted to throw out a name, a possible name for your show. Now, just kick it around a little, see what you think. How about the DJs?
All right.
The DJs?
Don't answer so fast.
We're trying to marinate in it. We're trying to let it wash over us.
There you go.
What if we were to just blow you up and think about it?
Oh, just think about it, please.
Just think about it.
You guys need to think about that.
What do you think?
I always like Super Bad Radio.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it just because you love McLovin?
Yeah.
And the whole movie?
I thought that movie was great.
What if we just called it Hot Rod?
Oh, he's beaming.
Now we're on to something.
Really a great movie.
Next week, let's have Killer jump the pool.
With like a
scooter,
a little electric motor.
I don't know if we'll have time to check the ramp, but
Let's go to...
He's been hopped up on green tea all morning.
George Dunham is taking your phone calls here on the ticket as we go to...
Andrew.
Andrew, welcome to the ticket.
Hey, guys, good show this week.
Thank you.
As far as Washington new mascot, what do you think about a red and white crow, and it's the Washington Murder?
I think he hung up. Let's go to
Harry.
Hey, Harry. What's up, dudes?
Hey, Sah.
Hey, happy Tall Boy Friday. I had a quick question in regards to asking Jubb about chicken. I've had a couple of run-ins with you guys outside of ticket-sanctioned events, and I'm curious, what's the biggest beating you guys get from a P1? Is it just yelling stuff as SG to Jake, or... is it dog? I mean, what's the most beating you guys get from the P1?
Personally, and this is real, I am not beaten by any outside interaction. I think the P1, it's awesome because I love... how many times have you been in a restaurant, or this happens to me, where you'll get no interaction, negative or positive. You're there next to like this table the whole time, and then at the end, they get up to leave and... kind of leans down and whispers baby arm, and then he keeps walking out.
Regonk.
Like, yeah, just regonk. Like he just, you yeah. know, we know. It's like, I suppose if you have your gaydar and you're gay and you see one other guy in the room that's gay or something, you know. Like
it's the secret handshake.
Yeah, yeah, you are in a secret fraternity, and I don't know. And a lot of people are like, oh, does that beat you down? We start talking about the ticket. Personally, it's not like we're that... maybe Jubb's different, but no, it's not like not. We're that crazy famous
bird
and,
dogs,
you know, known everywhere all the time. But no. So it's a very, it's not, you know, this is not like we're
TV.
Tony Romo or something. We're
yeah,
we're recognized just enough to make us feel like we're really cool, but not very much at all. So to me, it's not a beating. It's probably a beating to Gordo, because Gordo is... much bigger and more famous. And
people want him to do characters.
And people want to tell him their newest bits that they're trying to do. Yeah. But as far as me, you want to give me a tall boy on Tall Boy Friday? I'm all for it.
No, and that's one of the things I don't know about you guys. I just haven't been out as much. I kind of miss it. I mean,
miss a little Jubb recognition?
When I do go out, now I have got a mask on. So it's like, unless you talk, which I did last week, and a guy said, hey, talk again, which I thought was weird. And he goes, are you Jubb? And I went, yeah. But, I mean, it's always great to me.
Yeah, I've had pretty much no
then he's like,
no negative interactions, except for the one time when I walked in on my wife with Gene and Carrollton.
So you don't, that's the one bad part.
Every other P1 has been cool.
Yeah,
but
sure, Jake, come on in.
You can watch.
Should we look for that Ender phone call? We're up at that time.
It's the elusive Ender phone call.
We need a good phone call to end on, George.
Okay.
Very difficult to do.
Let's go to Taryn.
Taryn? Taryn, you're on the ticket.
Hello, Bitburg.
Taryn.
Sweet,
how's it
sweet
going?
Taryn. Yeah. Sweet, dirty Taryn.
I can tell you. Hey, be gentle. This is my first time calling my favorite midday show. Please be gentle. I can tell you, Jubb, I saw him in the parking lot outside of a Shake Shack in Flower Mound, and I freaked out. I mean, like, screamed, said, hey, can I get your picture? I'm so excited. And he was so sweet, took a picture with me. And Jake and Dan are the best, and I just love y'all. And I'm driving to Austin right now. I need to know the pizza place I'm supposed to go to, Jake.
I'll tell you what, right now, Jubb is holding his fist and putting his index finger
and
pulling it out.
I am not doing that. I don't do that.
As he remembers you very, very well.
I don't do that.
It's via 313, Taryn. Via 313. You ever had Detroit-style pizza, George?
No, what is it?
We need
better
to talk.
Than Chicago?
Oh, it's not even close.
Really?
It's not even close. It's a square, more of a rectangle. It's about... inch thick, crispy on the outside. They do, sauce, topping sauce. It's
okay.
You don't need a fork to eat it like you do with Chicago deep dish. It's delicious.
Taryn, say one more thing to... Oh, is she gone?
Damn.
Yeah, she got sick. Sick of you guys.
Oh. You can't joke about getting sick in these times.
No.
That was a pretty good call because it was complimentary. So it's $249. This is the ticket.